Close your eyes and watch your breath. Watch it all the way in, all the way out. And then with the next breath, and then the next breath. Try to breathe in a way that feels good. If long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't feel good, you can change. You can try shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Breathe in a way that it feels easy to stay with the breath, and you like staying with the breath because it feels good. The important thing is you stick with it because you want to get the mind to be solid in its concentration. We'll make this something special. We're commemorating a special event today. It was on the full moon day in May that the Buddha was born. Then 35 years later, it was on the full moon day that he gained awakening. Another 45 years after that, on the full moon day in May, that he passed away. So it's a special day because he was a special person. And why was he special? Because he made himself special. Nobody told him that he had to become Buddha. It was his choice. He saw that the world was suffering and it needed to find somebody who knew how to put an end to suffering. So he decided he would be one of those somebodies. So he chose to leave all of his wealth, all of his status, go out into the forest and try to find the way. He encountered many obstacles. He studied with two teachers for a while. They turned out their paths didn't lead all the way to the end of suffering. He tried austerities, 6 years of austerities, starving himself. That didn't lead to the end of suffering. Finally discovered the right way, which we now recognize as the Noble Eightfold Path. He followed that path, came to the end of suffering, and then he chose to teach the way to other people. He could have stayed there just blissing out on the end of suffering, but he took on a difficult task to teach the Dharma, to establish the Vinaya, the monk's rules, so that this teaching would last for a long, long time, all the way down to here, 2,600 years later. That required a special effort on his part, but again, nobody told him he had to do this. It was his own choice. He made himself special. We're lucky that we live in a world where we have a special person like that. There are other people in the world who don't believe in the Buddha's awakening. For them, it's a world without any path to the end of suffering. When you believe that he did this, it opens the path. As he says, when you show forth your faith, show forth your conviction, this path is open to the deathless. That's something really special. Happiness that doesn't change, happiness that doesn't let you down. And it's a path that's a good path to be on, even if you don't go all the way. It's comprised of generosity, virtue, concentration, discernment, all of which are good things. It's just you learn how to make them special. As the Buddha said, you don't just practice ordinary virtue, you practice heightened virtue. In other words, you're really strict with yourself about the precepts. No killing, period. No stealing, no illicit sex, no lying at all, not even white lies. No taking intoxicants. You heighten the mind by getting in a good, solid concentration. You heighten your discernment so you can see what you're doing that's causing suffering and learn how to stop. So again, you make yourself special because he's shown the way to become special. And we're not doing this to look good in the eyes of others or to lord it over other people. What's special about this is that we find something that's really worthwhile, solid inside. Once we attain the goal, there's nothing more that has to be done. On the way, we do good things. This is a good path to follow as much as you can. And in doing so, you make yourself special. You don't just give in to your ordinary likes and dislikes. You realize there are certain things you have to do that you like to do, you're going to have to give up. Things you may not like to do, but you're going to have to do them because some of the path is hard. But again, it's up to you. It's your choice. You can make yourself special or you can just go along your ordinary ways. But we have the example of someone who chose the path to become special and then devoted that path, not just for his own sake, but also for the sake of anybody who wanted to put an end to suffering. So as long as you count yourself among those people, regard this as a special day. It's good to have days like this where we remember there are people in the past who followed this path, what kind of people they were. He was very strong in his will, very resolute, heedful, ardent. He says, we can develop those qualities too. He developed them to a special degree. Well, we can develop them to a special degree in ourselves as well. That's the best way to commemorate a day like this, not just to think, well, he was a good person, but to realize that what he taught is something that's relevant to our lives. We can take advantage of it. This is why he taught the Dharma. He didn't teach the Dharma so that people would bow down to him. He taught the Dharma so that they would put an end to suffering. follow the path that he taught, get the results that he got too. That's something we can all do. So to whatever extent you want to follow the path, it's all to the good. But you can also choose to make it something special. And becoming special yourself, again, is not a matter of status. It's special in the sense of the special goodness that you find inside. That's something for each of us to find for ourselves. As one of the Forrester Johns once said, if someone who had attained nirvana could take it out and show it to other people, everyone would want that and nothing else. So even though we can't show it outside, we know that we have something specially good within us. That's what counts. That's the way we show homage to the Buddha, show our gratitude to the Buddha, that he's made this world a world in which the path to the end of suffering is open. Now people may forget in the future, in which case the door will be closed. So now that the door is open, make sure that you go in to whatever extent you can.